just like a fool. You keep staring into your lips, wondering what to do. I don't hardly know you, but I'd be willing to show you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. We're so glad to be here today. Probably my favorite people in bluegrass music are all here today. And I'm so glad to get to just even be around them. And you just saw the soul provider, Ralph Stanley. He's a soul provider. I love him so much. Wrong. But anyway, we'd like to tell you who's over here playing the dobro for you folks. We've learned a very powerful lesson just in the last little bit of how people who play music for a living, or maybe just anybody who plays music at all, should be spending their time at home. We think that it should be resting and eating and sleeping, maybe watching TV. Because Jerry tried to do one of those normal things people do. He was lifting the garage door and it fell down and landed on his finger and broke his finger. And so we were like, see, he's just supposed to be eating and resting.
I've been doing that too.
That's what we're just supposed to do.
Oh,
right?
Only that.
To watch TV.
I can do that.
But that's just a thought. So next time you expect somebody to do something, maybe they should just rest. But anyway, he's the greatest dobro player in the world. That's Jerry Douglas, everybody. He was lifting.
There's something weird about it. Yeah. Doesn't sound like some kind of thing.
That's the cotton candy. It was just you. Yeah.
Everything's gonna be alright, cause you're the lucky one. You're the lucky one, always having fun. The jack of all trades and master of none. You look at the world with a smiling eye, and you laugh at the devil as the train rolls by. Give you a song and open that step, you'll be looking at a happy man, cause you're the
you're blessed, I guess, but never I don't mind staying there. just a ghost in this house. I'm just a shadow upon these walls. I'm living proof of the damage heartbreak does. I'm just a whisper of smoke. Two hearts on fire that once burned out of control. You took my body and soul. I'm just a ghost in this house that once burned out of control. You took my body and soul. I'm just a ghost in this house.
We'd like to tell you who's over here playing the guitar for you, folks. Yes, he's one of your people. He comes from the land of your people.
Made from granite. From the Granite State.
He loves Ted's Pizza. Oh, he comes from West Rutland, Vermont. Where'd you go to high school, Dan?
West Rutland High School.
West Rutland High School, stop.
Go Stonepeckers.
Stonepeckers. Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, we've all been fans of Dan's for a long time. Many, many years. 25 years or something. And please make welcome Dan Tominski, everybody.
Hey!
person.
We'd like to do a song that I learned from Tony Rice, and I've spent I don't know how many years thinking about him in the morning and at night, all day long, like a crazy person. And I used to think about him in the studio. What was he doing in the studio? And one time we were going to record with him, and I was driving to the studio, and then I saw him, and I had to run outside and call my mom and dad and tell them he was in the studio. Oh, that's enough information about that.
Thank you.
of you or the shadow of a dream? Is it wrong to be mine? Could it be the finest love I've ever seen? Set it free. Let it happen like it happened once before. It's a wicked bird and it chills me to the bone. And if you do not believe me, come and gaze upon me.
Must have been something I said. How y'all doing tonight? What's that say? Dancing kettle corn? Have you had any of that? Did it make you dance? It doesn't make me dance, but looks, it's pretty good, that stuff. Tunes here. One is called A Tribute to Pather O'Donnell, and it's an Irish number. And you knew that already because you're so fast here in Vermont. So I'll do that one, and then I'll do one called Lil Roro. And Lil Roro is a song that, it's just a song, but you know, it's got a title, and you write instrumentals for a living, you get your titles anywhere you can. Because, you know, there are no words. You noticed? And so I was standing with my son one day, and there was a friend of his that wanted to be a rap artist, changed his name to Lil Roro. His real name was Pierre MacDonald. And he didn't think that was going to go over so great, so he changed it to Lil Roro, and so I ripped him off. I took his name, and he's probably trying to find me right now for royalties or something. I'll play that, and then there's another song. It's a Duane Allman song called Little Martha. And then another one, which I'm sure you'll be happy about, and it's a problem all over the country. It's something we can't really do anything about, though. It's called "The Monkey Let the Hogs Out." And, it's been nice talking to you. Thanks for coming out to see us all tonight.
about a lazy farmer who wouldn't hoe his corn. The reason why I never could tell, for that young man was always well. He planted his corn in the month of June. And by July it was up to his eye. Come September there came a big frost. And all the young man's corn was lost. His courtship had just begun. Said, young man, have you bought some corn? Well, I tried and I tried and I tried in vain. But I don't believe I raised one thing.
You come for me to wear. You can't even make your own corn bread. Single I am and will remain. A lazy man I won't maintain.
He turned his back and he walked up. Saying, little miss, you rue the day. You rue the day that you were born. For giving me the devil cause I wouldn't hold corn.
It's always best to hoe that corn. Spring of 1856, with the snow still on the ground, two little boys lost in the mountains above the town. Father went out hunting, the boys had stayed behind, while mother tended to her chores. They wandered from the side. who had gone to follow him lost their way instead. By dusk, the boys had nothing, and fear had turned to dread. 200 men had gathered there to comb the mountainside. The fires were built on the highest peak in hopes they'd see the light.
Sure.
Songs written by a good friend of ours named Robert Lee Castleman, and he's from up this way and has written a bunch of songs that we've recorded through the years. We'd like to tell you who the guy over on the end is playing the banjo and the guitar. He's a really nice guy for a vegetarian. Please make welcome Ron Block, everybody.
Thank you. years I've been in trouble. I don't measure here on earth I found. For in this world, girl, I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to help me now. He has no friends. That was really cool to get to be a part of that whole Milli Vanilli thing. I remember getting to, when I found out I was going to get the job, I was very excited. I called home to tell my wife, you know, honey, I'm going to do this voiceover. She said, oh, Dan, a voiceover, that's great. What is that? And I said, well, in this case, you're going to go and going to go to the movies and be looking at George Clooney on the big screen. You're going to hear my voice coming out. She said, Dan, that's my fantasy. Can't make stuff like that up.
Look at the sky, baby. What do you see? Tears that I cry, falling down like rain on the ground, every time you say goodbye. Take a look around now, why don't you feel the way that cold wind stings in by? And you were just gone like arrows through my heart, every time you say goodbye. There's a shadow hanging round my garden gate. I read between the lines of a word you can't disguise. Love has gone away and put these tears in my eyes. a shadow hanging round my garden gate. I read between the lines of a word you can't disguise. Love has gone away and put these tears in my
tell you who's playing the bass for you, folks. We've been playing music together for a long time, and our June 9th, it'll be 20 years.
That's right. Where's my watch? Is it 25? You got a watch. She never listens to me anyway, so that's okay.
Oh, he had an experience with a groundhog not too long ago.
I did. I don't know, it's pretty green and animal friendly up here in Vermont. I don't know if they'd like this.
They probably wouldn't like it, but it was funny.
It wasn't a catch and release kind of thing.
No, I was protecting the sanctity of my garden.
I mean, he brought home the groundhog and cared for it and gave it whatever it wanted and then let it go. But anyway, that isn't probably the right story to tell up here, but if we were in another state in the Union, it'd be okay.
If we were at Bama Jam this weekend, they'd like that.
Well, anyway, folks, please make welcome Barry Bales. Look at him go. He didn't do anything to that groundhog. It was crazy. Staring through me while I'm talking.
could never define what's being said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I
you've got silver in
Silver in the stars, and that's money.
Oh, I've got it.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Dale Ann Bradley, Larry Sparks, Tony Rice, Ralph Stanley. You've had a wonderful day. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time. Say happy birthday to Tori. It's her fourth birthday today. There she is over there. Huh? It's, you know, it's amazing what it sounds like up here when you say it. It might be, make perfect sense out there when you say it. But when we hear it up here, it sounds like this. Well, thank you, everybody. We'd like to do one more for you, one that Ron wrote a few years ago. We'll see you later, folks. Thank you. Take my life.
Thank you so much, folks.